Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 4, verses 23 to 25 today. Now, we have been looking at Abraham as an example of a man who is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Abraham believed the promise of God that he would be the father of many nations, even though he and Sarah did not have the ability to procreate because of their age. He had faith in what God said, regardless of what his circumstances were. Now, this is an example for us, with this difference. Abraham believed God would fulfill a promise in the future, but we look back to an accomplished work in the past. Abraham looked forward to what God would do, and we look back to what he has already done. In Romans 4, verse 23 to 26, we read this: Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. What was written back in Genesis 15, according to these verses here in Romans, regarding Abraham, was written for our sakes. Now note that Moses, the lawgiver, wrote this. What did he write in Genesis 15? It says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. So the law bears witness to God's righteousness. Now, just as righteousness was imputed to Abraham for believing God's promise as to his future seed, so we today are declared righteous when we believe in God. But notice, it is not some generic faith in God. People say they believe in God, but it's not a generic faith. We believe in the God who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. We believe something specific. We believe in the God of resurrection. That's the difference. Resurrection is what distinguishes Christianity from all other religions. The resurrection of Christ is a first fruit of others to follow. The Lord Jesus was delivered for our offenses, it says here in Romans 4. Now notice the words, first delivered. He was handed over, just like a criminal is handed over to justice. Why? For our offenses. Criminals are handed over to the police for their crimes, and Christ was handed over for a crime he never committed. Now that word offense is a strong word. Sin is an offense against God. And the Bible says only fools make a mock at sin. Sin is doing what we please in spite of what God says. It is saying, not God's will, but my will be done. And that is what sin is. He was delivered over for our offenses, but he was raised again for our justification. Resurrection is proof that his work on the cross was just. God is just and the justifier. What proves this? The resurrection of Christ. If Christ did not physically rise from the dead, there is not hope for any of humanity. Not only does his resurrection prove that God is just, but he ascended and is at the right hand of God interceding for us. God planned it. Christ carried it out. We have a complete salvation. We can look back at the cross and see all he went through for us. We can look back to the tomb and see the finality of death. Then we can look back at that same tomb and see it emptied because our Savior was victorious. He is risen from the dead. And now we can look up to the right hand of God and see that that same Savior is there for us, interceding for us. Truly, Christ finished his work and God is for us. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.